Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Jor Park, James Seltzer with you. Elliot, I'll be honest with you. I still can't believe they actually won that game. Like, it's been 2 days of like celebrating a win that I'm not sure actually happened because I spent so much of Sunday thinking they were going to lose.
Well, you know, it's weird for me. I feel like I had a unique experience with this. Like, once they started the comeback, I was positive.
Like, they're going to win.
Even when they were lining up to take the kick where they were going to lose the game, I feel like I never fully processed that they were about to lose.
Fully processed that they had any chance to win at any point. It was almost like cute comeback.
Wow, that's crazy. Like once they, I forget the exact scores, but once they got the Goddard touchdown and then the AJ touchdown, I was like, it's over. I texted my friends. I'm like, what a win. And they're like, don't do that. But I'm like, dude, they're winning the game. So even when he lined up for the kick, it's almost why, even though I know it was a crazy way to end the game and it's a game I'll always remember, I think it hasn't hit me the same way it does other people because I was so confident.
Clearly,
I never felt that moment of wow, they lost.
I felt like they were going to get their ass kicked. And then I felt like, oh, they're coming back. We'll see what happens. And then when they were lining up, I was like, oh, so we're going to lose on a field goal. Like I was already ready to lose.
When they didn't get the two,
I was expecting to lose. Like this is what I expected. And then we won. So it was like two times I had like the roller coaster up and down. It just honestly, I was like in a daze, a good one, but all day on Sunday.
Well, that's what was crazy about watching the post game celebrations that we've seen more of now that more is coming out. Cooper DeJean jumping in the crowd.
Yeah, great stuff.
Like they truly were going from we've lost this game to we've won this game. Like the Merrill and Mike thing is really, really cool.
Great call. Mike doing the do you believe in miracles?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. And we talked around the post game, but you know, as you really kind of let all these like nuggets and factoids, you know, sink in.
Yeah.
About, you know, biggest home comeback since 1988.
Oh, really?
Biggest home comeback since 1988.
Wow.
So obviously biggest comeback at the link ever in the history of the Eagles. Like we talked about in the pod, the last time they had two block field goals in the game, ironically, the same day, 50 years earlier, 1975, like never ended a game that way. Like it's just, it is one of those when we talked about it, like really, you know, you don't get that many games. It's every few years. You'll
well,
get
I
one
keep
of these
thinking
type
about the Schwarber thing.
Of course. Saying. That's what right. I said. Yeah, before, exactly. Yeah. Where you get these kind of things where it's like, we will remember that game, that day, how we felt the whole thing for the rest of our lives. And it, the factoids about the rareness of it, like the Schwarber thing where it's like, oh, 21 times ever in 150 years of baseball, it's happened 21 times. Like that's really rare.
Pretty rare.
Like all the stuff that came out about how long it's been since the, like the combination of the comeback and the way it ended. It was a really rare thing we saw on Sunday.
No, for sure. I guess for me too, it's like, so the things I've been thinking about since the game, the first is, first of all, like what happens next now, right?
Yeah.
We talk about this on the postgame pod briefly at the end, but like for the Deshaun miracle at the Meadowlands game, like their season. Yeah.
And you know, I'm a big, I've had a thing like with the Minneapolis miracle. I think it's really hard for teams, and I think it's harder in the playoffs, but I think it's really hard to have a big, huge, emotional, unexpected win and then ratchet it back up a week later because you're spending the whole first part of the week talking about and reacting to that win, and it's hard to like get back in
the
habit
also of football. I also think what big wins like that do is they mask the bad part of it.
Well, the first
right?
half.
So
yeah,
like,
yeah, no.
You know, the Deshaun Giants game, they were trash half that game. The Miracle at the Meadowland, they almost lost that game. Yeah. This game last week, they were terrible for the first half. And I think these big emotional wins kind of like cover up. So you ask like, not you, but you wonder like, why are they bad the next week or after that? It's probably because they weren't that good in the game we all remember.
I think that's just partially the case sometimes, but I think it's
there's
emotion.
Emotional
I think
it
the emotion of it. Yeah. But that, no. And look, Jalen talked about that in his postgame interview, and we'll get to some stuff that he said and AJ said not, but he did talk about with Pam Oliver. He's like, we're not forgetting the first half. Like he's like, that was awesome. But he's like, we got stuff to work on, like real stuff. Like he was intense about it.
Yeah.
And I think they know, like, I think for us, like as fans, we have spent about 5 seconds on the air talking about the worst half offensively in the history of the Nick Sirianni era. But I think for the team and Jordan Mailata was talking with you guys last night, like
I have a lot off of that.
Yeah.
So we'll
it's,
that
it sounds like the team knows that half was awesome, but wasn't the whole story.
Yeah. And so the other thing I've been thinking about before we get into Mailata and the conservative and all that, Mailata, the conservative.
Yeah.
Mailata,
right,
Is so I asked Landon Dickerson this last night, and I was basically like, all of you guys went to big time programs, mostly. Like all the big guys went to big time programs. And so,
except Mailata, ironically.
Well, that's why I didn't ask him. Yeah. But, you know, when Dickerson was in college, when Devontae was in college, when Jalen was in college, like it was not about winning the game. It was about
how much you win,
winning by a lot.
Yeah.
And I think we've entered a point with this team where it's not like it is about the win. And I know that's been a big talking point. All that matters is they win. But we almost view them in a way where it's not about just winning. Like they are kind of a college team in that way where when you won 19 straight games, remember we were joking about that, like swim instructor that had won won 46 straight titles,
or whatever it was.
Yeah. Like, obviously it's not that, but I think we've gotten to a point with the team where the win truly does feel secondary sometimes.
And I do think that's unfair because like all you hear NFL players say, and former player, like that, how many times have you heard the phrase, it's hard to win a game in the NFL? Like, because it is hard and it's a different thing. Like in college, you will play teams that you're just way more talented than. That doesn't happen that
often. That's what Landon Dickerson said. Yeah. He was like, it wasn't about playing to the opponent. It was about playing to the standard.
Yeah.
And like, you've heard Jalen say that
of course.
Over the past week, just right?
And he said it out of the game. He's like, we got to play to our standard. Yeah.
And so obviously on this pod, and I've been critical of the team to the last 2 weeks. And I've been thinking about my friend Jeff that covered the Patriots during their dynasty. I was actually thinking of reaching out to him and being like, how do you cover a team that's so good that wins all the time? Because to your point, every time they win, and you're good at this, it should be like, oh my God, like they won.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like I tend to lean into the like,
well, they didn't look good
exactly,
enough.
Yeah, but I think, but I think there's a fairness to both of those.
I get
like,
it. Well,
and I don't know what the answer is because like the Patriots won all the times, they won all those Super Bowls. And so I wonder for Patriots fans and their writers, like at what point you shifted from, wow, it's crazy they win every week to like you only won by 7. Let's
a fascinating thing. And you're right. I really, I'm like Jalen. Like, I really do try and focus on, because I've lost so much in my life as a fan. Like, the vast majority of my life still has been losing more than winning. And certainly the formative years of my life as a kid growing up, like, I never won anything. So again, I was 26 years old when I saw a team win a championship, and it was the Phillies. It wasn't the Eagles. Like, 36. I was 36 years old when the Eagles won a championship. So I don't ever take it for granted, like, especially this moment and all that. But I also, I think it's a great point, because I do think that it kind of gets that way. But I also think part of that is what we always talk about. Like, part of the fun of sports,
well, that's where,
is watching and reacting to what you're seeing. Yeah. And you can know that it might not mean anything for game 17, what you're seeing in game 2, but you still want to see that and react to it. It's part of the experience.
Well, and so the other thing,
it's like going to a movie and talking about the movie after you see it, right? You don't go to a movie and just be like, well, that was nice, let's go.
Yeah, movie's over.
Hey, what did you do? Wow, that was a weird decision. You know, like, it's what you do.
I was listening to, it was Brody. I don't think we were in the car together. I think it was me and Kristen, but Brody was on, and he was saying, like, don't take it for granted, right? And I think there's truth to that too. You know, like, I've the past 2 weeks definitely been more critical of Jalen than you have, and definitely been more critical of the offense than you have. And, like, I, you know, I saw Black Gritty at Chickie's last night, and he was kind of like, oh, it's good to have you back on the Jalen side. And I'm like, I'm like, I never left. Like, I was just critical. But it is like an interesting juxtaposition between being like not enjoying what's happening and, like, realizing in 15 years, we'll probably look back at this and be like, oh my God. Like,
yes.
They won 19 straight games with the dude at quarterback.
Young James would look at it and be like, what are you talking about?
The chances any team ever does that again, by the way, like, not just the Eagles, the chances any quarterback wins 19 straight games he starts and finishes, I mean, in the history of the NFL, has got to be pretty slim from here on out, right? Like, just for have one quarterback do.
I mean, look, it'll probably happen again, but it's rare.
But
I
it's
mean,
not so like it's going to happen often. Once every 4 years. No, like, it'll be
it's historic winning.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Yes.
So I don't know. I've just been thinking about, like, the balance between being fair and critical and, like, pointing when they're not playing well versus just being like, what are we watching?
Yeah. And where does benefit of the doubt come in? You know, at the point of like, you know what? I didn't like what I saw, but this team has earned me not getting on them for one. You know what I mean? It's a weird
thing.
Well,
it's like, I picked the Eagles to win last week, and my whole rationale was like,
they're the Eagles.
They'll just find a way.
Yeah.
And they did.
Literally,
like, I'm not sure my analysis was correct. Right,
the process over results
they got
and all
smoked, that. Yeah. But, like, I think they're at a point where it's like, you
it's
just
a weird time in that way. And to your point also, it is funny because, you know, and it comes up all the time, but the, you know, the famous meme now with the, you know, oh, I'm excited to watch my team play.
Yeah.
Like, some version of this is the worst thing I've ever experienced. Yeah. Oh, cool, we won. But it's become a thing because it is pretty accurate for this, the way this, like, it is, like, you're super excited. And then a lot of times it can be very frustrating in the moment as you're watching it. And then you're like, oh, sweet.
We Well, and also,
it is a fascinating thing because it's not always that way, but it is a lot of games this team plays are that way because they do play a conservative brand. And, well,
and the thing I've heard a lot over the past 2 weeks and, like, really the past week has been like, we saw in the Super Bowl what it can be. Like, I got news for you. It's not going to be what it is in the Super Bowl.
From once
that and the championship game are, like, the highest we'll ever see an Eagles team play. So, like, I understand the point, which is when they pass it well and run it well, they're unstoppable. Like, that's really, really, really hard to do. Excuse me. So, like, I don't know. Maybe I think we probably set the bar too high, and then when they don't reach it, we're upset about it. But also, like, maybe we should still enjoy. I don't know. I'm like, kind of over the place.
Here's what I keep coming back to. Like, and I get it. In the moment, it's frustrating. We're looking at things, but, like, if they keep winning games, like, it's a certain point where, and I think 2023 is the magical thing that allows this to still be. And something that should be discussed.
Yes.
Because 2023 happened. And yes, 2024 happened, but 2023 happened right before it. And they went 10-1 that year. 10-1. And people saw flaws and all. It's like, and they were right. Like, there were flaws. It wasn't a good team at the end of the day. And there were reasons that it, you know, got worse and all that type of stuff. I do think that I think they were a better team earlier in 2023 before the Patricia stuff and all that, you know, but even still. So I think because that happened and we saw that collapse, people, if it, to your point, doesn't look pretty, people are like, well, yeah, they're winning, but it's going to collapse.
Well, and the funny thing too, is, and this,
or it's going to come back to bite them.
I'm sure I've said this to you, but, like, one of my favorite sayings is, like, when you worry about something, you live through it twice. Like, They could collapse.
It's a very good sign.
They could collapse, but like, I don't know. Like, are we going to, and I'm guilty of this too. Are we going to spend the next 7 weeks being like, what if they do?
Well,
what
you know
if they
I'm do? Not.
And then it's like, well, if they collapse, like we can almost deal with that then.
When it happens.
Right.
Like the point is, and I agree with you. I think that because of last season and the group and what we know about them now and all that, I don't think you should expect, like, they could, but I think you should expect them not to collapse.
They're not going
to
collapse, but more
I
than
think
like,
you should
I
expect
mean, like,
them to go the path you want them to go down from a way they go about their business, like not fall apart internally and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But look, it's fascinating. And it's something we've never encountered. We don't know how to handle it because we've never done
that's
this.
What I'm saying. That's why I want to
never
text my friend Jeff and be like,
never
like how
this.
Do you do it?
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get to the conservative aggressive thing. I got a Saquon question for you too, but anything else from Mailata before we get to some of that stuff?
So it's interesting. Mailata, like, he keeps saying, you know, we're one block away. We're one block away. And that's kind of like stuff he was, not him, but like when I did the Players Lounge and the show in 2023, like you heard a lot of that too. So I'm like a little
rabbit-eared
about that.
Triggering,
I definitely think after talking to him, like the offensive line deserves a lot of blame for what happened in the first half. And I actually thought that when I did the Jalen Hurts rewatch prior to talking to Mailata, like the protection was really bad. And it wasn't just Matt Pryor. Like Mailata talked about some of the mistakes he made. And it's also interesting always to hear Mailata because he said on the third down play prior to the fourth down where the game winning touch to Devontae, he like completely botched the coverage. Like everyone went right. He went left. Jalen had a free runner at him. And Mailata said after the third down play, he's thinking like, I just cost us the game.
Wow.
And it's just like little stuff like that we don't always pick up on that I thought was cool. He also said that he thought communication is not where it needs to be.
He said that last week too. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah. And so I asked him, I was like, you know, this might be a dumb question, but you guys are all cool. You're like, you're all tight. You get along with Jalen. Like what's the issue with the communication? And his answer didn't really answer it, but like, that's just something to keep an eye out on. Like, as we focus so much on the coaches, like,
I think the O-line has been, and they look, talking benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. But I think the O-line has been the most under-talked about disappointing start to the season. And I think there are reasons for it. Like, they've seen as a new member, it's a new person, all that. Like, the
Lane
injuries,
the
Lane stuff
so
matters.
Far.
The continuity, not practicing together in training camp. And also, look, we had Ray on the other day, and he was talking about how bad Cam Jurgens has been, in his opinion, so
Ray
far
Dinger.
This year. Ray Dinger, yes, of course. Thank you for right.
So, yeah, so,
no, you know, you're right.
Know,
you're right. No, you're right. Yeah. And look, Cam had a back surgery this offseason.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, and it's right back. Like, it wouldn't be crazy if Cam Jurgens is a little less than, you know, right now. So I do think the O-line's an interesting thing to watch. Cause look, you've said it many times. Like you reached the breaking point where you're
like
all right,
good.
Jeff, the stout's there. I'm in, it's all good. And I am too, but it will be interesting. Cause I don't think we've ever seen the line look this bad through three games. This good group of the line look this bad through three games.
I agree. And the other thing too, so I did the Mailata show and then the Dickerson show, and they'll be in the pod feed soon. Like, it just
hanging with O-line.
I know. No, it's just, it
I didn't
is
even
crazy.
Realize there was a Dickerson show too.
Well, it's the Players Lounge, but Landon Dickerson was on it.
Okay. So it's not always going to be Landon.
No.
Okay. That's
rotates.
What threw me off. The Players Lounge.
Well, what's funny
now.
Is we've done three shows this year. It's been Mailata, Cam Jurgens, and Landon. So
wow,
like
just getting O-line perspective.
But that's what's interesting about it is I'm telling you, and look, I know they're not going to get up there and blame the coaches, but I feel like I have a pretty good BS meter. They are like
blaming themselves.
Like strong conviction. That we are the ones making mistakes.
Well, all right. Well,
and that is persuading to me.
No, and I get it. All right. I want to get to the Jalen AJ comments in a second. One quick Saquon question, because it's come up a few times on the air. And I do think it's interesting because we talked a lot about it in the offseason, and then training camp looked really good and all that. But look, I know the old linemen have said we're one block away, and there's been all that stuff, and the blocking has not been great. That's part of it. But, and I think it's too early to tell, but through 3 weeks, are you at all concerned about the possibility of what we talked about in the offseason of 482 touches last year, catching up with Saquon a bit, and him, you know, he's still Saquon, but like maybe not quite the same burst, not quite the same ability to get out of a tackle or to burst away from someone. I think it's too early to tell, but have you at all thought about that when watching?
So my concern with Saquon in the running game is more, are the Eagles going to be like the way the teams are playing the Eagles? Are they going to be able to figure out a way to run the ball against that? maybe I'm being biased, but like just seeing this dude in training camp, I refuse to believe. Like I saw him run. I saw the way he ran.
But again, I think
I know it's different, but
well, not just that. I think that he is going to be the most explosive he would be early, like in training camp.
Yeah,
like,
that's fair.
My point is like, as the season goes on, like I'm.
But do you think he looks slow?
I don't think he looks slow, but yeah. But he doesn't look as explosive as he did last year. Now, maybe it's because he hasn't broken away yet or whatever. But like, I don't know. Like he broke away a bunch of times already by last year, a couple times, you know, like he just looked more.
Well, I think they were just, everyone was doing a better job.
I think that again,
I think the offensive line.
Yes. I think there's parts to all this, but it is possible.
No, you're right.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe I'm being naive, but the other thing that we talk about with all the touches is also the next year, every running back faces the same thing, which is people go into that year being like, our sole objective is to stop.
It's probably part of all of it.
I just don't think it's a physical thing with Saquon. Maybe, again, I could be wrong, but like when I just look at the guy, he looks in great shape. I saw him run in training camp. He looks explosive. And you're right. Like maybe in week 10 or 11, I can't lean on the training camp thing, but it's the first three games of the season. Mm-hmm. Like training camp was, you know, a month ago or whatever. My bigger concern with the running game is just, are they going to be able to figure out how to run against whatever looks they're facing? And that's the other thing that the players really talk about. I can't decide if it's a crutch or not. I'm curious where you fall on it. Is they constantly bring up, we don't know what we're going to face when we go into these games, right? Like Nick said, I think on your show this morning, that because of their personnel and how good they are, they always get a different plan than what they see on tape. And I think there's truth to that.
Sure.
But I'm also like,
I don't know.
I can't accept
it as an excuse. That's football.
Like, I think there's truth to it.
So why are you different than every other? So just because you have so many playmakers,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, it feels a little silly.
I agree. Like,
it feels a little excusey.
But they talk about it a lot.
No, I've heard multiple people. It feels excusey to me a little bit.
I think that's where I fall.
A little bit. Yeah. But look, I get it. And I do think that, look, I'm not saying that I think Saquon is diminished. I'm just saying that it's something to keep in mind. Because, and I agree, I think it's probably more the O-line. And look, we've talked about it, and we're going to get into the aggressive, conservative thing in one sec. But I, and again, I'm not an expert play caller, but I have not seen much pitches, much getting Saquon in space, whatever. It's been a lot of like hand it to him and run up the middle type stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I was watching the Lions last night. I mean, they're flipping it to two guys. They had that goal line play where it's like, they hand it to the back guy, and then he's flipping it out to Tamir Gibbs. He's going in. It's like, that's not that creative. It's not like the craziest thing ever. Like, with the Eagles in the running game, like, I see nothing, almost nothing other than hand it to Saquon and run up the middle.
Yeah.
Run up those gaps. Like, so I do think that it is also possible that part of it has been just not running interesting stuff.
Well, it could be they're running the same stuff as last year.
Yeah.
And they're counting on executing it, and they're not executing it. Now, it could
Or that teams are ready for
it. That's what I mean. Now, they might think it's execution. It could be other teams are just ready for it, so it's harder to execute.
It could be all of it, yeah.
Another quick Saquon thing.
Yeah, please.
I don't think I've ever covered a player that's a superstar that celebrates for his teammates.
Oh, it's so great.
It comes every time I watch the tape, it comes across like he's like going crazy.
He's like running up to everybody. He's everyone's hype man.
And Hugh Douglas made this point last night. Well, it's probably because he was with the Giants for 4 years. And so other players have won a lot in their career. He spent 3 or 4 years, whatever it was in New York.
He's like so excited to be winning. He's so happy. Yeah. All these other guys are like, yeah, man, I won a lot.
Dude, that 9-7 year with the Giants, whatever they were, it was like
the playoffs. Peak.
Yeah. But I just think it's very admirable how happy he is for other people.
He's probably in a good mood too, because his best buddy Daniel Jones is playing great football out in India too.
I tweeted yesterday. Jackson Dart has to get out of New York. I don't know how you watch Daniel Jones and think to yourself, it's gonna work.
I first heard about the, you know, best friends Daniel Jones thing, and I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, yeah, that guy's awesome. You should be his best friend.
He knows. Like, it's got to kill Giants fans. Like, as much as the Saquon thing sucks.
Imagine? Yeah, like, both of them. They both suck.
Yeah, the Saquon thing sucks too.
Saquon was worse because we won the Super Bowl and he was like the player of the year.
I don't know.
If Daniel Jones continues, it's three games. If the Colts are great and they're like 12-5 and they make a couple playoff wins, then it's a disaster.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's too early for it to be as bad as the Saquon thing. But I agree with you. If Daniel Jones actually ends up being a great quarterback in the NFL or even a really good one, then it ends up worse.
Yeah.
But right now the Saquon thing is worse.
And the Daniel Jones thing is on top of the Saquon thing.
Well,
it's an extra, like the knife wound is already there. It's now so it's great. Like twisting it. Yeah. Oh,
it's so great.
Yeah.
You love to see it. Brian Daboll.
They're just so bad.
Yeah.
I saw something like he's like 9-28 in his last.
She'll put out, I wish I had saved it. She'll put out a really, I almost sent it to you because I know how much you hate Daboll. He had a really interesting tweet about where Daboll ranks. It's pretty great. Hold on. I'd say it can't be that far back because it just happened. But yeah, about I thought of you because you have long. Here we go. Ready? Brian Daboll now ranks 186th out of 204 NFL head coaches with a minimum of 50 games coach in career winning percentage.
Dude,
186 out of 204. So in terms of career winning percentage, he's one of the 18 worst coaches in the history of the NFL who've gotten 50 games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Think about, like, Eagles fans and Giants fans are, like, following a different sport.
Well,
like,
it's also a great Eagles point. Geo points out they brought back 10 of 11 starters on offense.
I do not get it. Like, I honestly think it's ownership, too. Like, maybe you're just being lazy, yeah. But, like, it's crazy to me.
Wow.
I saw some, like,
gotta love it.
Bring Daboll in as an OC. I'd have no interest in that. Like, I don't want the stink of Daboll.
No. I'd rather have Mike McDaniel as an OC than Daboll.
Oh, that's a tough one.
But who would you rather have?
I'd rather have Kevin Petullo.
If you had to choose.
If I had to pick between the two? I think I'd pick Mike McDaniel.
I would, too.
At least I feel like there's some creativeness.
I think he's creative. Yeah. Like, and look, I think like,
but I'd ask him to like zoom into the meetings.
Yeah. I'd be like, bro, just like
send us your ideas. Yeah. But you don't need to come in. We'll send you the Eagle stuff. Like, you can live in Miami. You clearly like it. You completely changed since you went there. Like, but I'm good. You like, you can just send us the ideas you have. Yeah.
All right,
Daboll, I'm like, I want nothing from you.
Yeah. I wouldn't even give him a ticket to the game.
Like, I'm good.
All right.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to to play. Visit FanDuel.com/2400 to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the conservative aggressive stuff in 1 second. But Elliot, you know, everyone that I know is talking about getting their house ready for the cold weather because it's coming. You can feel it in the morning.
Tucker was texting us yesterday.
Yes, he was. About how cold he is at all times.
Yes.
And it's a big deal. One of the things that you could do to help with that, replace your windows, protect your home with Window Nation, keep it a comfortable temperature inside, even if it's freezing cold outside.
I feel like so many people forget that. And I forget a lot of things. So I'm noticing people forgetting, a lot of people
are. Point.
Those old drafty windows or even the cheap ones that came with the house, God, are just killing your energy bill.
Don't be one of those people.
Yeah, don't. That's why we recommend.
You don't want Elliot going,
we'll go over your house. Right, those come with the house.
Ew.
That's why we recommend our good friends, our buddies, Window Nation. They don't just sell windows. They're the experts. And I'm talking top quality, energy efficient windows that actually work.
Listen to this, Window Nation experts. They've installed over 2 million windows.
It's
ridiculous. Like, I didn't know there were that many windows in the world.
Did we talk about whether those windows would fill the length?
We did. That was one of your very first questions.
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah, I think it would.
Would it fill all 3 stadiums?
I think so. 2 million windows. It's a lot of windows, buddy.
But there's probably they're not small.
Maybe there's 100,000 windows in there. Like, not 2 million.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah. It's a lot of windows. And that's the point. Over 2 million. They'll have your new windows in place in a day or less. It's so quick. You're going to barely even notice they were there.
And their latest offer is huge. When you buy two windows, huge. When you buy 2 windows, you get 2 free and you don't have to pay a thing for 2 full years. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest until 2027. So go to windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION to get your free estimate.
Bang. All right. So I think the most interesting thing to come out of post game from the game. Now, there was a lot of fun stuff, by the way. My favorite, I think, was Jalen popping in on the Jordan Davis interview with Maria Taylor. Like, that was...
It's cool to see a different side of
Jalen. He's doing so great with this stuff. He feels like he's like everyone's friend. I love the guy. I'm all about it. But
it's like we've said, he's the best.
We've said it forever, guys. Like, just listen to this pod and you're set, you know? But I thought it was really interesting because him and AJ Brown both said really similar things in their post-game comments. AJ on the field with Pam, or I'm sorry, Jalen on the field with Pam Oliver, AJ in the locker room. Jalen said,
we gotta stop playing not to lose.
He said we gotta be more aggressive. We gotta stop playing not to lose. We gotta play our game. Yes. What you saw in the second was our game. AJ Brown said, "Let your killers be killers. You know, play aggressive, be aggressive."
And for what it's worth, Mailata said the second half was Eagles football.
Yeah. So there is some disconnect there, right? Like, of some sort. There were a lot of people, and you, I appreciate you. You're always asked the tough questions. Ask Nick about it, but there was a big big portion of Eagles Twitter that thought Jalen was just calling the plays in the second half. Petullo called the plays, according to Nick. But what do you make of the comments, what it means for the kind of like, I don't want to say Discord because I don't think it's like,
well, I
just
want to ask like you, because you were there when Nick was on the morning show.
Yes.
And he was asked about
it.
I wasn't really sure what his answer was.
So I thought his answer, he was doing the best he could. He was basically saying that he thinks Jalen, his messaging to the team all week was be aggressive.
And Jalen was,
and he was saying that Jalen was referencing that. But like,
good,
I think
it's good spin.
Nick was doing the best he could to, but there's no possible way to spin it any other way. Like both Jalen and AJ said, we weren't being aggressive enough. We need to do what we did in the second half. Like there's no, so what do you make of the whole
thing? Well, the first thing I would say is like, good news, Jalen. Like, you decide where the ball goes. So it's like, you want to be aggressive, go for it. Like, what I have said on this pod the first 2 weeks is, I think Jalen is being too conservative with
I think
this whole, like, no one's open. Jalen's not throwing it.
I think that's part of it. But I think, obviously, Jalen's saying it too. Like, I think there's clearly a disagreement philosophically between what Petullo has been calling and what Jalen wants to play. I think that,
I don't think there is.
But then why would Jalen say that?
Because I think, well, AJ said it too.
But Jalen said it first on the field. Why would Jalen say that if he's been calling the plays he wants to call? I just don't think that's true.
But all I've ever heard from the coaching staff from the moment
Jalen puts his, willing to do whatever the coaches tell him. I think Jalen is like, we'll do whatever it takes to win. And when they win, and he keeps saying, don't do that because we win when you don't. Okay, coach, no problem. If we're going to win, I'll do it. Whatever you want, I'll do it. I think Jalen clearly wants to do what they did in the second half. He made that very clear to Pam Oliver.
I viewed the second half differently than other people. And part of this is honestly influenced, not to bring up his name, but like my Lotta said, like basically in the second half, they went hurry up and like simplified it to a point where like they didn't have to think, right? Like they just did hurry up, simple plays, no subbing. And because they did hurry up, the defense they were facing was super vanilla, like, right? That's the benefit of hurry up. They can't sub, they can't do complicated plays. So I don't view the second half as like
the offense looked different.
It did look, no, I agree.
The
don't think the type of plays they were running.
I mean, maybe
Jalen just threw the ball to AJ. Like,
there's no way, like, there's no way Jalen says that on the field if he's the one who's been making those decisions. There's no way.
But I guess,
like, that's so weird. Why? There's no way. And then AJ say the same thing. Like, I think there is no way to take this other than the coaching staff was calling the game a certain way and the players want to call it a different way. Like, that's the way I interpret it.
Yeah. And I think they're,
and I'm not saying the players are right. Saying the players are necessarily right. Like what they've been doing has been working. I think it's obviously a mix. There are times that call for different things, but I'm not saying I want them to be like super aggressive and go out there and just chuck it around. But I do think that the players, I think there's no other way to take that than there was a disagreement between how the coach were calling the game and how the players wanted to play the game.
So, but I guess my thing is the coaches from the moment they've gotten in there, and Nick and Petullo have been together since the moment they got in that building. Nick got hired, right? All they've talked about is big plays. Big plays. Make big plays on offense. Hold on. Make big plays on offense. Stop big plays on defense, right? And the turnover battle. That's the two things they talk about. So the coaches want big plays. Like the coaches are not going into these games being like, let's dink and dunk and be ultra, ultra conservative. Like they want big plays. Now the balance they're trying to walk is, as coaches and players, is get big plays while also taking
protect
care
the
of the football, right? And that is a complicated, delicate balance.
It's debalance,
right?
Yeah.
But they win all the time.
I think they prioritize the turnovers at the expense of explosive plays.
I think there is logic to that for the coaches and Jalen.
Sure, but I think Jalen is because of the coaches more so. I think Jalen has been coached to do it this way.
But I agree with that 100%. But I also think there are times where Jalen, because of the coaching, it's in his head. Right.
I agree with this. So that, but my point is like, there's no other way to take Jalen's comments on the field other than he would like to do this more.
But
and
I guess
he thinks they should do this
if
more,
I were
right?
The coach.
Like, I mean, because if it's just what you think and Jalen is making every decision out there, why would he say that? There's no, like, you can't even come up with an explanation.
Well, I just think it's layered. Like, I think he wants to play Eagle style of football, right? But, like, Jalen is involved in the play calls throughout the week. Jalen's involved in what plays are in the playbook. Jalen is involved in what plays are called during the game.
And
I just think for Jalen to be like, we need to stop.
I think Jalen's finally you know what? I'm going to speak up more. I think this is Jalen speaking up more, what I think.
And maybe that will be the case. But I guess if I were the coaches, like my thought hearing that would be
keep winning games.
Like, well, no, my thought would be like, well, why do you think we're doing this? Like, you're involved in everything. Why do you, like, the offense is built around you. The way we decide to win is built around you. And so for you to be like, well, let's be more aggressive. Like, okay. Like, we love to do that, but let's see how it goes. You know, like,
I get it. I just, we're not in there.
Like, why do you think, my question is, why do you think the coaches, if you think the coaches are being conservative,
yes,
why do you think that is?
Because they think it's the best way to win football games, because they have a great defense and they have enough playmakers where they think that if they execute simple stuff, they will win.
Yes.
Like, so I think that is their, like, they're, I think they're playing it safe and being like, hey, we've won a lot this way. Like, and I get it. I don't have a huge problem with that.
But like, why would they change that?
Well, I think Jalen wants to change it. I think that the AJ Brown wants to change it. I think Devontae Smith wants to change it.
I understand why AJ and Devontae.
Both AJ and Jalen came out and said basically the same thing. Like, let your killers be killers. Go out, like, play aggressive. Like, let's take it to teams. And they are like, who else are they speaking to other than the coaches?
So I understand why AJ and Devontae would feel this way. I don't understand why Jalen would.
Why not? Because Jalen wants to grow.
All he talks about is wanting to win. All that matters is winning.
In his mind, he thought that maybe this. Look, you have to. I think the big thing is, like, you have to change and evolve in the NFL. We hear that every year with teams. Team to the Saquon thing. Like, teams are game planning for that. Guess what? You got to have a counterpunch. You know, we're going to do different things with Saquon this year.
Yeah.
And whatever, you know. And my guess is that Jalen is like, we got to do different things. Like, my guess.
Right. But I guess.
And just on a basic level, I am sure if you ask Jalen Hurts, even him being him, if you're going to win every game no matter what, you can either throw every game or run every game. You'd be like, I want to throw every game. We're going to win every. If I can throw,
for sure, yeah.
Well, of course, the point is, like, I think he wants to do this. I just think he wants to win more than anything else, and that dictates how he acts. But I think if Jalen knew that they could win doing this, I think he would do it. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. I think the way I view it a little differently is like. And I'm not saying you are doing this, but I feel like it's turning into a coaches versus Jalen and AJ thing. Like, the coaches are doing what they think is best for
the
players.
To win games.
And the coaches are also doing what Jalen wants to do. So
to a point. But again, I get your point. I think there's layers to this.
That's what I mean.
It's a gray area and stuff. And I agree with your point. Like, but I don't think Jalen says that to Pam Oliver unless they're not doing everything he wants to do to a certain point. You know what I mean?
Yes, but I think even with the second half where it's become a, like, Jalen took over and this is how they want to play, like the coaches decided to go to hurry up, right? Like, Jalen's involved in that,
but
for
they're
sure.
saying we should play like this more.
Yeah, but that's not a sustainable way to play.
I'm just saying what I think the players
are saying.
No,
I know, I'm saying my response
to the
players.
Your response on the morning show where you're basically saying, keep doing what you're doing, it's winning. I am generally in that camp.
Yeah,
like, that's like, mostly where I'm at.
Right. So, and now I understand in a game where they fall down big and they throw back.
You have to.
I think people are viewing it as, well, the first half, it was like super vanilla and boring. And the second, like, it's the exact opposite. The first half, they tried to do a lot of things and the players didn't execute it. And the second half, they went to vanilla, simple offense and it worked. So I'm just letting you know what the players are saying. Like, the fact that people think that they, like, spice things up in the second half is not true. It's the exact opposite. The first half was the, like, let's try everything we worked throughout the week. Let's try all these plays. The second half was, let's make sure the defense can play.
That'd be a really bad sign for Kevin Mateau as a play designer and a play caller, if that's the case.
So And it's so funny I've become Mr. Petula defender.
I know.
Because honestly, you know what this is rooted in?
It's
I feel
Brian
Johnson is treated unfairly.
I know you do. I knew exactly.
This is what it's rooted in.
I know.
But it is on Nick and Kevin Petula. They're the coaches. They're the one that have to coach them to do the thing correctly, like all that, right? But like, the players are the ones making mistakes. Like, they just
are. I think
it's
both, though. Like, again, I think it's both. Like, I think, like,
yes, it is.
They can look at it and say, like, if we just execute it, it'll work. Well, maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. You know what I mean? But like, and vice versa, you got to execute for anything to work.
Right.
So like, I think there's, again, like, most of these discussions, there's multiple reasons for what it is.
I don't get the idea.
And again, I think that Kevin Petula, who has never called plays in his life, like, shouldn't be great at it yet. Like, I think it will take time for him to get good at this. Like, I've never expected him to come in, hit the ground running, and be like, it takes time. Like, I don't expect him to be an elite play caller.
It's so funny how I view the game, this Petula thing, so differently. Like, my biggest concern with Petula would be, when it's not working, can he make an adjustment to make it work? Because, like, there's no new ideas. They're the same idea people are in the building. And, like, Sunday is actually a great example of that. I know no one gives him credit, but him and Jalen together too. Like Jalen is in the boat.
I'm sure they were all.
Yes. But like they did exactly what I was worried they wouldn't be able to do. That when it's sinking, like the ideas aren't working, what are they going to be able to do? They did exactly that. So I understand the concern about the offense. I also think, and I'm a man of extremes, so trust me, like I get it. Mm-hmm. Like the passing game has been way better. Like the passing game was better last year than it's been this year. So this idea that like they need to change how they're winning, we're really just reacting to the Kansas City game
in like half of the Dallas the whole game. Time.
No, I agree. Yes. But the point I was making was like, it has looked bad. And I think people are waiting for this like explosive, like intricate offense. It's not coming. They're going to win the same way they have. Even the past 2 years, they've not had a lot of explosive plays. They've never been an explosive play offense through the past.
Well, 2022, they were.
2022, yes. 2023 and 2024, they were not.
You agree?
Yes. So like, people keep waiting for this thing to come. Like, it's not going to come. They're going to win the way they win, which is Jalen is unbelievably clutch. He never lets a game get out of hand. He's good on third down. He's good on fourth down. He's great in the red zone. And that's how they'll win. They're not going to, that second half is not a rep, is not like a, let's just do it all the time.
No, but I think there will be more of, I think there can be more of what we saw in the second half than what we saw in that three halves prior. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and we saw more of that last year too. Like, you know,
look, and again, it's week three. Like they're 3-0. It's a miracle. I'm so happy.
Yeah. I mean, they really only have to play good in the playoffs.
It's crazy.
Like it's kind of it, right?
And that was big. That was a big win. We've talked about conference wise. All right,
can't believe I've become such a Petula.
I know.
Like again, this coming. I just think it's unfair the way he's discussed.
I know you're a real defender.
I am. Like all offseason, Jalen should be higher on the list. Jalen doesn't get enough
credit.
You're
just a justice warrior. When you see
an injustice,
you're like George Costanza with the chair. You know?
It's a good point.
That's what it is.
Although I would never have the balls.
Of course, you would never. All the things George does, you would never. I would go. I would say it to anyone, anything to anyone.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get the final thoughts. But one other thing that I remissed if we didn't mention, because, and honestly, I feel like we haven't in general talked about this much over the last couple days. We're reacting. But like, and I know the Mike Evans thing maybe mitigates this because it does. If I had to bet, Mike Evans ain't playing on Sunday. But looks like Adoree Jackson and Ja'Quarian Bennett. What's the situation and what do you
expect? So this is Jason Dumas, right? Yeah. Great reporter. I believe came in third in Eagles Insider.
Yeah, he's got sources.
I followed him before he got here. Like, so he's plugged in. Only reason I say that is to say it's only one person saying it. Like, we will find out. And I trust him, but like they'll practice on Wednesday.
Well, we know for a fact Adoree Jackson's hurt, right?
Yes. Yes. Cause he had the groin injury and did not return to the
game. Yes. So we know there's an
injury. Saw him in the locker room afterwards. Obviously didn't, you know, see, but like, I didn't believe, how's your groin? But he seemed in good spirits. It's really the best.
So who knows? We know he at least had an injury. The other thing is a report from Dumas saying, it doesn't look like either's going to play.
There's worry.
Worry.
Excuse me. But like, there could be no Mike Evans.
Evans is not playing.
Leaving
like,
a hamstring injury.
Did you see him walk off the field?
I did not.
No, he limped off the field. He has a history of hamstring injuries.
I don't think he's playing.
I would be floored.
Yes. And Chris Godwin, I know everyone's saying he's coming back. Like people are speculating. This year, not played this year. And also, unless I've missed it, he's not back yet.
Yeah, same thing with Wirfs.
So it's really just the rookie who is awesome.
Agbuka.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable.
He's phenomenal. That one-handed catch.
Honestly, have Quinion.
By the way,
him.
The one-handed catch, have we just gotten to the point where it's become so, like, because when OBJ made that catch, it was like, oh my God, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Now I feel like we see like one a week where someone just like snatches out there.
Can I give you a one-handed catch take?
Sure.
I find it far less impressive when it hits your hand one-handed, it like moves and then you catch it versus catching it with one hand.
When they snatch it with the one hand,
When you catch it, when you do a one-handed catch where you like kind of tap it to slow it down. And
yeah,
then
no,
you
that doesn't
it,
got it. You
not
as snatch impressive. It out of the air with one hand, like a velociraptor, like snatch.
Yeah, or like the way, like their ability to have the ball just like land softly. And
totally.
I think if it's just the rookie, then you got Quinion on him and
it's like, what do you do?
So we texted about this last night and I'm not here yet, but like, I am very confident.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go! They're going to win this. Like, yeah. Looking at the Bucks are really not that good.
Dude, the Bucks
you bring it up all the time. They beat them there in 2023.
Yeah, dude, 2 years ago. Everyone acts like they
Since then,
there.
They played them one time, and it was when there was like the low point of the entire franchise. Yeah. So, I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And also, I mean, to your point, like they should have lost to the Jets. Like,
yeah.
And by the way, the Tyrod Taylor led Jets.
Dude, the Aaron Glenn video is unbelievable.
It might be like 3 seconds. I'm not kidding when I say this. Might be the coolest an NFL head coach has ever.
I think that's might be true.
I don't think an NFL coach has ever been that cool when he did that little
now, like the suit and the hat. I really like back in the day. But
sure.
Yes.
But I'm saying that move. I was like, bro, like you can move. You got moves.
Last time we talked about Aaron Glenn was when he cut that guy. Yeah. And we're like, I don't like it. Yeah. After seeing that, I'm kind of in.
I'm so in on the guy. Yeah. That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I totally it didn't even look real.
I do have another Bucks.
Anyway,
point.
The Bucks have barely scraped by 3 games. Like they could have lost week one to the Texans. The Texans are a bad team. Yeah. The Jets are a bad team.
Who
like,
they beaten? Is it the Falcons?
Who's the middle one? Oh, I think it was the Falcons. Oh, yeah, they almost lost to them. The Falcons just lost 30-0.
Team that has a win?
Falcons lost 30-0. Maybe not. No, the Falcons have 1 win.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm. Falcons are 1-3. 1-2. Okay.
All right. Still, not good team.
Not good.
Whereas the Eagles, for what it's worth, have played the Rams, the Chiefs, and the Cowboys.
Yeah, they let the Falcons, it was a missed field goal they won.
Yeah, now tough loss for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They might not be good.
Might
and
not be
CD's
good.
Out. Like, well, their season might be over already.
The Rams are good, dude.
I agree.
Rams are a damn good team.
And the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs are going to the playoffs.
Chiefs are a good team.
Like, they're going to be in the playoffs.
All right, so here's another Buccaneers take before the final.
Yes.
I really do not like going to Tampa Bay on Friday.
It's your least. Oh, as the team, you mean?
Yes.
I thought you were
going
to say.
Oh, no, going there sucks. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the stadium's boring. Like, whatever. But although
you don't like it changing your routine.
I just, no. It's
because I don't have a problem with it.
My thing is, Nick seems, now, look. Nick,
oh, like it's in their head.
Nick might be reacting
to
something he knows is a problem. But even going up to the Kansas City game, he was like obsessed with how hot it was going to be in Kansas City. Now it's going to be, by the way, it's currently projected to be 88 in Tampa. Now it'll feel hotter, right? But let's not act like it's going to be.
I think I agree with you.
And you want to talk about like
getting in your player's head.
Yeah.
No, like, I don't hate that.
This wouldn't the message be like, hey, you know what? Hot or not?
Who
like,
cares?
Who cares? What do you think Vic Fangio would do?
How does Jalen not have like a you know, the rain or snow, the Eagles are ready to go, like type of thing for the Heat, you know?
Like I don't even hot look or at cold, thermometers. Right.
Yeah, hot or cold.
Yeah.
You know, we'll ain't old.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But hot or cold. That's just what I don't like about
We're bringing the bold. Nope. Hot or cold.
You're trying here. It's not coming.
We're gonna shine like golds.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well, we have to pick out of those gems. It feels like you're almost defeated before you get on the plane.
I get it.
It's like the closest I've ever seen to a team being.
I get it. I don't love it.
It's like
you've convinced me.
The Dolphins went to Buffalo in week two or whatever it was, mm-hmm. and they had a video of Tua getting on the plane and like. Sweatsuit and a jacket and a hat, and they're like, bro, it's gonna be like 70 in Buffalo.
Yeah,
it's like I just think they think of Buffalo as cold, so they're like, there's no way they're gonna win there.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. Like, I think they'll probably win because they're the Eagles and they win all the time, and I guess Nick must know that this is like a problem.
Yeah,
otherwise he wouldn't do it. But yeah. I don't like it.
I you've convinced me. I didn't have a strong opinion on it, but sure. All right, let's get the final thoughts.
Okay, let me pull them up. The issue with going first is you just like drop it.
I know
okay. So here's a free idea to planes.
Ooh, I just
it's not the bus stop version.
Your history of plane ideas.
I do think that is coming though. Yeah. I think every plane in the back of the seat, so like, you know, in the seat you're looking at, like the seat in front of you, I think you should have a little magazine about the city that you're going to. Now they'll have magazines where it'll be like, look at all these cities. But I think if I'm flying to Charlotte, there should be a little thing in the back, like
with like places to go,
restaurants, like I understand,
not a bad idea, buddy. It's hard, so I think
you have to
switch.
You'd have to like switch them
every
out.
Plane because they're using the same plane.
I mean, how long could that really take? I mean, an extra 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes. I guess go 15 minutes. Maybe.
But think how cool it would be. Like, hey, it would be good for the city.
I like it, but then are you willing to have your plane be 30 minutes later each time because the people are going through?
Well,
each
30
time?
Minutes, I think is strong. But
nobody's able to get.
They're clean. They're going aisle to aisle anyway and cleaning. All they're doing is.
So I think it's a great idea, minus that act of having to do it every time. Because
I think people would really enjoy it. I'm telling you, like I'm going to Minnesota for the Eagles Vikings.
So I like it. I think that this would have been in like 1975 the greatest idea that ever happened.
I get it now. You can,
Everyone's got a phone now,
but
not just for multiple things. Obviously, to look that stuff up, but also because they'd rather be on their phone than reading some magazine on a plane. You know what I mean? Like,
what
they have other
of
things to do.
Do you think pay for Wi-Fi on the flight?
I mean, I don't. But
so
I don't
crazy.
Fly a lot. I think if you fly a lot, you probably
do it every single flight.
I've never once done
Kristen
it.
Kristen does not do
I
it.
I download stuff before I go.
I do too, but like I can't text anybody. I can't check Twitter. What if something happens?
Can I tell you something? Maybe this is probably a big difference between us. I love when I'm like, oh, get to put my phone on airplane mode and I don't have to worry about anyone
too,
for 4 hours. Guess what? Off the grid. Sorry. Like, I love that feeling. I love the idea of like,
Wi-Fi?
No one can get a hold of me. Such a long flight.
Did Mary?
She has T-Mobile. If you fly American with T-Mobile, you get free Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow. Fancy T-Mobile. I got
it. That plug.
Cool. All right.
If you want to sponsor the podcast.
We're in. What was the take? Was it BLG's final thought? Was just like, this restaurant has an unbelievable deal Monday. That's like basically what Tucker just
said. I think it's a good idea. I just think there's some like logistical whatever.
Work through
it. I think it's a good idea.
I think it's a positive though.
Okay. I got some really fun ones coming up, but I topical wise, I feel like I have to do this now. But I got a really good one for Thursday I'm excited about. But I did a Robert Redford weekend. You know,
by the
RIP.
Way, isn't it crazy that gif of Robert Redford is not Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah. Is it Robert Redford, though, for sure?
I don't know.
Is it really? Yeah.
He looks a lot like Zach Galifianakis.
Picture,
like,
it doesn't look like anything like Robert Redford.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably in costume.
I saw that, but even then, like, I saw that, and I was like, is it really him? I don't know that it's definitely
There's got to be ones that have Zach Galifianakis.
I don't think it's him. I'm gonna say it's definitely not him. You're sure of this, Tucker?
Pretty positive.
Yeah, because I saw it, like, years ago before
I love how positive he's like, I am
sure.
Let's shut this down.
Did you watch any Robert Redford movies this weekend to honor Rob?
I couldn't name a single. Well, Sundance Kid and the little guy, whatever it's called. Sundance Kid and the
Sundance Kid.
What's it called? Like
from the 1972 film Jeremiah.
Oh, okay. I know that movie.
It looks like it could be from the Leonardo DiCaprio movie where he lives in the woods.
Well, that's the same movie. Jeremiah Johnson is like a survivalist. Not the same. It's like a survivalist movie. Look at you.
Yeah.
Boom. Look at you. It's like a modern day or old day Revenant.
Did you watch a bunch of Robert Redford movies?
I watched two Robert Redford movies.
Could not be more on brand.
One of them was Butch Cassidy in the Sundance.
There it is.
Not Sundance Kid. Sundance Kid and the little guy.
Yeah.
That's really good. It's amazing. It's, it's super entertaining. It's like the first buddy movie. It's great. It's a great movie. But I also, and the one I really want to talk about, Butch Cassidy Sundance Kid, great movie. People should watch it. The one you should watch, the one everyone should watch, it should be like required video watching in school, is All the President's Men. It is.
Let me look up the cover.
It's about Woodward and Bernstein, Nixon, Watergate. Ever heard of it?
Watergate? Yeah.
It's about water. It's about Woodward and Bernstein. It's about the guys who.
That sounds cool.
It's great.
Oh, wait. All the President's Men. Was there a remake of this?
No.
I feel like I have maybe seen this.
So it's Robert Redford, Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman.
Jason Robards, Jack Warden, a bunch of other people. So it's
how
about
long
Watergate.
After Watergate was this made?
Like 4 years.
I was
like
about
really
to say,
close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the point. It was made like right after it happened. But I mean, it's just an amazing, like it's a honestly like a perfect movie. It is as good as movies get.
Yeah.
So, but like, you should watch it for real. Like, especially now, like it really is a movie that, you know, has stayed very relevant.
Prevalent.
You know, yeah. Like, I mean, like this one thing when you watch it. So, a couple takeaways I just have to get out to. I know this is not specifically for you, but there are listeners who love All the President's Men and Robert Redford. Like, the standard for journalistic integrity, like, it just hits you so hard. Like, we're now like people can just tweet something out and it's like, well, guess, did you hear that this happened? It's like, what? Like, before, it's like sources and sources sources and this. And like, it's just such a different world that we used to live in.
I can just hear the listeners being like, well, clickbait Elliot, blah, blah, blah. But no, you're right.
For real. Like, it's
100%
crazy to think about. Also,
but I think people, well, this is a longer, I think people enjoy a little bit of like the news 24/7.
Okay,
like,
no. There's a reason it exists and stuff like that. But I'm just saying, like, like the level that journalists used to like have.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes.
100%.
Also, just the way the movie makes like mundane things like riveting.
Yeah.
Like a newsroom and like a guy on a phone for 5 minutes, like checking a source.
Newsroom movies are normally pretty good. There's like a vibe to them.
What else? Oh, the Hoffman Redford stuff. I mean, like the energy between the two, like one's like they're just perfect, like odd couple type thing. Mm-hmm. Redford, the most handsome man in the world, like Hoffman.
You've said that a few times. Like,
I think he's probably what, like one of the five
more
most
than Glenn Powell.
Man. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Glenn Powell's nowhere close. Robert
You're saying
Redford.
This like
it's accepted thing. I think
let me look up a picture of this guy. What's his name?
Robert Redford.
Redford.
Look up a picture. And I think it's like he is like you know he's probably accepted as one of the most handsome movie stars of all time. Yes.
Okay. Well, the first
so there's a
that
famous
came,
story.
First pitch that he kind of looks honestly he kind of looks like Glenn Powell.
A little bit. Yeah, he's a better looking Glenn Powell. So there was a famous story that came out when he was going for the part in The Graduate, and the director said to him, like, no, this guy's more of a loser. Like, you know what it feels like when a woman rejects you?
Yeah.
And Robert Redford looked him dead face and said, no. Like, and that was it. Like, that was our record.
Yeah, what a life to live.
What a life to live.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had an air of mystery to him.
Yeah.
It was great.
He's good looking. He kind of looks a little bit.
You gotta
like
see him
Brad
on screen. Well, yeah, he was like the forebearer for Brad Pitt. Wants to be Robert Redford. Brad Pitt dreams of being Robert Redford. That's exactly right. And they work together.
Brad Pitt's had a pretty good career too.
Well, yeah, he did Robert Redford light. Yeah, I agree.
All right, I'm not gonna.
I actually really like. No. I mean, Brad Pitt's one of my favorite. And Brad Pitt does something that Robert Redford doesn't. Brad Pitt's willing to dirty himself up to like look uglier. To
well, when you're that
be
good
dumb
looking, like
to be
Robert Redford, how could you?
You're right.
How could you not?
Well, he was one of the first to like become like a producer of movies as a star and like kind of built that
it's
whole infrastructure.
Look at pictures of people.
He started Sundance
when they were young and old next to each other.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Like the aging thing, mm-hmm. man.
Anyway,
no good. All right.
Just want to say everyone should watch All the President's Men. This is not, I know you won't.
Yeah, I might.
I'm talking
I watched
to
Task.
Listeners.
We're not going
to
talk about it now. But
oh, yeah, we got to talk about Task.
Know, we got it. Yeah,
yeah, we got to go. All right. We're going to talk about Task too because the episode I already watched. All right. We'll be back on Thursday. We'll make picks. We'll talk birds, all the good stuff. Until then. I'm James.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.